Let's go right to the phones and pick up Robert in Los Angeles. And he's got a question about something on his skin. Are you there, Robert?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and how old a man are you?
I'm 34.
Okay, and so what's going on your skin?
Well, I grew up in my teenage years having cystic acne.
Okay.
And since then, that's cleared up. But I always get these encapsulated cysts.
Oh, yeah.
One removed of my skin, and I don't want to have, like, surgery on those anymore. I just can't get rid of them, and they encapsulate, and I don't know what to do with them.
Well, basically, you know, the Pasteur Institute way back in the 50s was in a little bit of a race with the United States in trying to get a cure for acne. And America tried tetracycline, and of course that was a disaster. And the Pasteur Institute tried probiotics, beneficial bacteria. And both failed because the bugs that drive the acne are so ensconced in the intestinal lining that the probiotic couldn't dislodge them, and the antibiotic wasn't appropriate for most of the microorganisms that were present. So neither worked. And what we have found is that that same bacteria is still driving you with the problems you're having. It's just that your liver is different, your hormones are different, and so the site's slightly different, but you have the same problem going on. So what I would do here is get on allicin. How much do you weigh, Robert?
About 180.
Okay, so what I would do is get on some allicin, probably about 4 per meal. And I would do this for about 3 months. Now, if there's no other bug in the intestine, no super bad pathogen or something, this should work really well. At first, it may seem to start getting a little worse because it's going to drive whatever's in that gut off the gut. Now, there's stuff trapped in the many layers of the skin, so this is not a slam dunk. But I would suggest you get our skin cleanser and our skin serum, because these guys will dramatically help with the bacterial ecology on the skin, and they can, I think, reduce the difficult period about a month to between month 1 and month 3. Month 2 in particular is usually the nastiest. And you need to deal with this, because otherwise this is going to keep on happening. Now, if you want, you can visit our Torrance Clinic.
Okay.
And there they can actually therapy localize to the site and make sure that the dose and everything else is enough and that it will prevent this from being an ongoing issue. And if you're interested in that, our clinic there is 310-320-1132. That's the number there. And Dr. Vincent Medici is over there, and Dr. Doug Wiley, and they can easily get to the bottom of this guy, because this is just more of a nuisance than anything else. But it's a backdrop that could be a player in encouraging other types of illness, because it's constantly a drag on your immune system. Okay, so it's a good idea to get rid of it while you're young and you can. Okay?
How can I get rid of the existing thing? I have one on my back. It's pretty large. Can I do anything to get rid of that?
Yes. What you could do immediately is Medibody Packet, providing... See, the reason I wasn't going to get into this is because... the nearest downloads, which would probably be your hand, if it's on your back above your navel, then it's going to drain usually through the hands, and that means that there may be a vaccination on the arm, and if so, there may be a blockage. So when we try to mud pack it, we may make it worse. But at the clinic, they can test the downloads. They can test to see if there's a toxic focal site between this breakout and the nearest download hand, and figure out what to do in a sequence so you can get to it and then drain it and detoxify it from the outside instead of the inside.
Okay.
And that really goes well if your hands and feet were clear and there were no vaccination on the arms and no other major scar between our target and the nearest download. Then you can mud pack it directly, and it'll have a very profound, very rapid response. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thanks for your call.
All right, bye.
Bye now.